You're listening to SBS News.
Climate change has emerged as a key theme at the World Economics Forum in Switzerland, following another year of extreme heat, out-of-control wildfires, and melting ice sheets. Around 600 protesters gathered in the main square of Davos before the event. Some had walked for days in the cold Swiss winter to show leaders their anger over climate inaction. Philip McMaster, an activist better known as Sustainia Clause, brought with him a representation of Australia's recent bushfire crisis.
It's a bloodied footprint of a koala. This is a koala bear's footprint. It's not the actual size, it's much larger, but the symbolism is there. The koalas today climbed to Davos. I also climbed. I'm very tired. My feet hurt a lot. But these koalas climbed to Davos to get answers for why are they still investing in Adani? Why are these things happening? How is it you can, with a straight face, continue to destroy the planet?
U.S. President Donald Trump's Marine One helicopter set down on a message written in snow, act on climate.
Mr. President.
Once inside, he announced the country would join the Economic Forum's Tree Initiative, boasting that his presidency has been great for the U.S. economy.
We're committed to conserving the majesty of God's creation and the natural beauty of our world. Today, I'm pleased to announce the United States will join One Trillion Trees Initiative, being launched here at the World Economic Forum. 1 trillion trees. And in doing so, we will continue to show strong leadership in restoring, growing, and better managing our trees and our forests. This is not a time for pessimism. This is a time for optimism.
But his calls for hopefulness were counteracted when teen climate activist Greta Thunberg took to the stage.
Well, I'm here to tell you that, unlike you, my generation will not give up without a fight. The facts are clear, but they are still too uncomfortable for you to address. You just leave it because you think it's too depressing and people will give up. But people will not give up. You are the ones who are giving up.
Reacting to President Trump's speech, Greenpeace International Executive Director Jennifer Morgan says he did not put the truth on the table. Following efforts by the US administration to roll back environmental protection regulations in the United States.
President Trump clearly is living on a different planet because he seems to think that the well-being of Americans can continue without taking into account the planetary boundaries, without looking at climate change and the risk that it is posing to the United States and around the world.
Nobel Award-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz agreed the message was vague.
It's what you would have expected from him. It was, in terms of oratory, a little worse than I expected, a little more out of touch with what is going on in the world in terms of our concern about climate change.
But many others praised Mr. Trump for his positivity, including Angel Gurria, the Secretary General of Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development.
I thought it was a very positive and constructive message. It's good that we're introducing some elements of hope and of positive constructive messages looking forward in the discussions that we are having today.
More than 2,800 participants from 118 countries are attending the 2020 forum, including 53 heads of state and government and more than 282 public figures. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.